Tell Matt who your brother met and got a picture with. It's insane.
The president of Colombia?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wait, he was there?
He was in New York.
Yeah, my brother texted us a selfie of him with this man, and it had no context to it. So I showed it to Heath. I was like, do you know who this is? No, nobody knows who it is. So we finally asked him when we saw him, and he said it was the president of Colombia. So of course, like, our gears are going. We're like, John, how do you know what he looks like?
Yeah.
How did you get a picture? Yeah. If there was security, like, how did this happen? And he said he was in Manhattan, and there was a crowd of people around him, and he was looking at him, and he asked the person next to him, like, do you know who that is? And she was like, oh, it's the president of Colombia. He goes, oh, that's pretty cool. And the security was pushing everybody away. Like, nobody was allowed near him. So it got really crowded. So they had him like walk away, and he passed my brother, and my brother said he went up to him and like shook my brother's hand and was like, hey, how's it going? And John was like, hey, buddy. I'm like, what's up? Like, playing along with that. He just found out who
this
guy is.
Why did he walk up to him?
I don't know.
Was he in a suit? Was your brother in a suit?
No, probably in his work clothes, like a button up.
You know what? You know what? Because he's Italian.
Because he's Italian.
Yeah.
Which looks like Colombia.
What? It's the mafia. Don't they deal with that stuff? Yeah.
Oh, I want to know.
Never heard of it.
No, but he went up to my brother, and my brother was just like, can I get a picture? And they were like, sure. The security was like, sure. He was the only one. So he like went to take a picture, and the president put his arm around him. So John went to put his arm around him, but the security, he just feels his wrists.
Oh,
you're not allowed to touch.
Oh.
So he was able to have his arm around
him.
So
he's allowed to touch him.
Yeah, but they were pulling his arm back, and they waited for him to take the picture, and then he left.
Whoa.
Where's the picture?
So funny.
Gustavo Petro.
That's him. And he looks so casual.
Gustavo Petro.
The president of Colombia.
Wow. He used to be the mayor of Bogota.
Is he like a good person?
Look,
oh my God, that's him.
Whoa. He's just like rocking what? Like a Patagonia? Like zip up? I was expecting him to look a little bit more official. Right? Oh yeah.
What is he going to post? Is he going to post a main feed?
I think he should.
That would be
like, John, that's hysterical.
But apparently the people of Colombia don't really like him.
Apparently he's like,
okay, that's what I didn't know where we were going with that.
Not a crowd favorite. Yeah.
All right. So he shouldn't post that.
Let's get him on the pod. Right.
Yeah.
We have the president of Colombia. Like, how much homework would we have to do for that interview? Like, so how's the GDP going on in Colombia?
A lot of people don't like you. Why?
Tell us why.
Explain. Por qué? Have you ever met a president? Like, shook a hand of a president, talked to one?
I met the president of David Dobrik LLC.
Oh, well, there you go. Who is the president of David Dobrik LLC? Is it David? It's Natalie. Natalie's presidente of David Dobrik.
Presidente! Why did you say it?
I guess I'm still in the Columbia vibe.
I've never seen a president.
In person, my own eyes.
I've never seen them while they've been president, but I've seen president. I've seen past presidents.
Who?
You've seen President Bush naked.
What?
Didn't you see President Bush naked in the locker room?
It was a fake story.
Oh, bitch, I believe that.
Wait, we never told you it was fake?
No, you guys ran with that story.
I don't even remember making this up.
Remember we were like, clean shaved.
You said you saw President Bush in a locker room taking a shower naked.
That's a really good story.
How many people have you told?
You know what? I don't think I have told many people, but just sitting here in this seat, the story came back to me.
Imagine that got to him. Oh. And he's like, He has to address the rumors.
Shaved.
I've seen Jimmy Carter and I've seen Obama, and then I feel like I've seen Trump. Maybe.
Where did you see Jimmy Carter?
UT.
Represent. he doubled up with the hat.
But didn't Jimmy Carter die recently too? Yeah, I saw him. Yeah, I did. If someone was president, you still have to call them Mr. President, even if they're no longer president.
Yeah.
Huh? Is that just like respecting, or just?
Respect, yeah. I mean, that's their title still, right?
Well,
right.
I feel like that's any, like, doctors too. I feel like you always call them doctor.
If they're retired. Yeah. I feel like you still call them doctor. Yeah.
I know somebody who's like good friends with Obama, and they still call him Mr. President, even though they're like good friends. I think that's like crazy. If you're like,
I would call
on vacation with the person, and like you're hanging out, having drinks, you still got to call him Mr. President? Or do you think he's like,
I'd just be like, yo, Barry. here, let's jump into this.
All right, let's jump into it.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, go.
It's coming time, baby. Let's go.
Ow. Jordan hit that like a DJ. He slammed that button and was like, yeah.
His earmuffs just get bigger and bigger.
He has one off and he was he was live mixing it.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are
running for president.
There we go. Very good. Thank you for coming on to another episode. We'd love to see you here.
That's right.
How's everybody's week? Everybody had a good week?
Yeah. Very, very good week.
We just landed a couple hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
Back in LA.
That's right.
I'm surprised you have the energy to do this right now.
We're running on zero sleep for the last 5 days, I think.
Yeah.
You were in Pennsylvania.
Yep. That's right.
We were in Pennsylvania for my sister's wedding.
How fun.
Congratulations, Francie.
Thank you.
Was it smooth? Was it a success?
So smooth.
Everything went well?
So smooth.
Great.
Everything went well.
There was no like, oh my God, we forgot to do this. And you had to like change course to like get something done or
it no, just. No, everything really worked out. Now I'm thinking about it.
Good.
It went very smooth.
Did your mother cry?
Yeah, we all cried.
Good. Wasn't a dry eye in the room.
Yeah. Good. I did not think I knew I would cry because I am emotional when it comes to family. I didn't think I'd be hyperventilating sobbing.
Ooh. You were hyperventilating.
Yes.
Wow.
Because my sister didn't tell us, her and my dad walked down the aisle to my parents' wedding song.
Oh.
And I lost it. And I looked at my mom and she was like, shit. And we're like, and I sobbed. And then my brothers, they were groomsmen.
Yeah.
So the second they looked at me, they started crying.
So nobody knew that they were going to play this?
No, exactly. Nobody knew.
What was their wedding song?
Everything I do it for you.
Oh.
Everything I do.
That's cute.
Yeah. And it was like the violin version.
Oh yeah. A little vitamin string quartet kind of thing.
Yeah. I think that would.
Oh my gosh. It was amazing. Yeah. So they entered to that song and then they left to Barry White.
Yeah.
What was it?
Barry White. Who's it?
You're the first, my last, my everything. Yeah. Was it that song or was it his other song?
I think it was that one.
I'm not that good with the oldies. Yeah.
What was your parents' wedding song? Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't think they even cared about it.
They had to have had like a first dance to a song.
It was probably like Led Zeppelin or something. You know what I mean?
Like, what was Joe and Caitlin's song?
Video Games by Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
That's why we're like, it's you, it's you, it's all. Everyone started like chiming in.
What makes a song their song? Is it something, a song that they heard for the first time together? Is it just...
It depends on how you... Like my parents, they chose that song because their favorite movie was Robin Hood. So that was in Robin Hood.
Got it. Okay.
So that was like their thing.
It's just like if it like means something to you as a couple, like you hear it, you like you get up, you start dancing in the kitchen type vibe.
But Patricia and I's song is not like our song. We just think it's like a nice song to like nice start our song. Marriage together to. Yeah.
What is it?
I'm not going to say it now. Oh, we'll talk about it after.
A little surprise. All right.
Yeah. Well, I just don't want to like spoil it.
It's If You Let Pina Colada.
Hey.
Which is a lot of people's wedding song, actually.
Oh, really?
There's a bunch of people.
Oh, sick. Okay, cool.
Who have that one.
Anything else? Any drama? Any juice?
Was there any?
Any fights?
I don't think so.
Who caught the bouquet?
Mariah did.
Boom. Boom.
No, that shit, it looked like a football play.
You
guys were all gathering and you're like,
what?
There's a screenshot of how perfectly it was placed in my hand. It was crazy. And I was like in the back.
She did it from behind, right?
From behind.
Those are my favorite videos to watch on the internet.
Oh, when they get aggressive, I'm like,
That Bacardi, that $4 million Bacardi wedding that I went to, that when that lady caught it, it was so aggressive. It was so,
it's worse than fans fighting over like a pop fly in a baseball game.
Oh yeah. It's crazy how like to heart, like just multiple weddings. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. And the whole room was like, Heath. This is like a 300 person wedding. And he was like, all eyes on him.
It was so perfect. Like, where you like dodge it and it's still.
Did your sister like take a look back before she did it? Like, really, make eye contact with you? Like,
that's really hard.
Yeah. We were far.
It was a hike.
We've been rehearsing.
We look at the cameras. You're.
we planted a magnet in it and it's in my hand.
It's on a string.
Oh, that's funny.
There was I don't know if it's an Italian tradition, but I know it's a traditional thing to do at weddings that I forgot about, and I'm so glad she did it because I love watching. They have all the married couples come out on the dance floor and do a slow dance. And then the DJ announces, like, if you have been together for 5 years or less, like, exit. If you've been together 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20.
Yeah.
And they see who the last people are on the dance floor. And the longest was my...
Gumbada Vinny.
Gumbada Vinny and his wife. And there was 46 years, I think, together.
Oh, that's right? Cute.
So you wait for the last couple to see who's been married the longest. Oh. And, like, everybody exits when it's like...
Oh, wait. I really like that.
It's really cool. Yeah. It's cute. It's very cute.
Like, you just see, like... I don't know. It's exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
Just fight start.
Yeah. One tradition that we didn't think of until after. No Italian wedding soup.
Oh, is that a tradition? Wedding soup?
Well, sometimes
I feel like that's the only like.
I know.
Italian it's called wedding soup.
That is. Oh. Yeah.
Was it buffet style or was it a plate?
Plate.
Oh, plated. Okay.
It's like eating what? Like black eyed peas on like New Year's kind of a thing. Like, that's a thing, right? People eat black-eyed peas on New Year's.
Wait, I don't even know what black-eyed peas taste like.
Never heard
of that.
What
are you?
They taste like peas, but like
ew.
Like bean peas, kind of.
Nah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's a tradition. I think
I wonder why they call themselves the black-eyed peas.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Because nobody wants it?
No, it's good luck, I think.
Because you only listen to them once a year?
Yeah, right.
I guess so. I got a feeling.
That was good. All right, well, all went great. Congrats to your sister. That's awesome.
Live painter too. That was amazing.
Oh yeah, the painting
was unbelievable.
It was amazing.
So she had to literally take a picture with her eyes and just because there's no way that
what she does is she takes a video of them doing their first dance and then she'll prop it up to like remind herself because her back was facing them.
Yeah.
So she would look at the first dance and she would like go off of that before everybody filed in. She painted the room before everybody came in.
Yeah, so she's kind of.
Yeah.
I really like
and
that
it
idea.
It looks like them because I've seen some where you're like,
it looks just like
it just looks like just a generic bride.
Yeah. But yeah, it was really cool.
Dope.
How long did it take her to paint that? Was she just there the whole time?
She was there the whole time, she ate. She like hung out.
Oh, she ate.
Yeah, she ate. She really ate.
Are they going on a honeymoon?
Yeah, they're going to Jamaica.
Fun.
Jamaica. Your sister really likes Jamaica. Doesn't she? Or is it?
My parents went for their anniversary their honeymoon.
Okay.
So she wanted to go there. Okay. We went when we were babies.
Somebody talks about Jamaica a lot. I feel like you do. Do you talk about Jamaica a lot?
No.
Did you get her anything on her registry?
Yeah. Well, he got her a suitcase that she wanted.
Yeah. Ooh, which suitcase?
I forget the name of it, but it was a really nice like travel one that had like the lock and then the charger thing. And
ooh, that's nice. That's nice.
And then me and my siblings just got her things basically, like we gave her cash, but then we got her things for the wedding. Like we got her the painter. My brother got her a vintage car.
Oh, lovely.
Her and my dad like pulled up in.
That's such a nice touch.
Yeah.
And then I think I said, instead of the speeches, we wrote her personal letters.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She texted me. She goes, I'm not crying, you are. I was like, we're not like we don't really talk about our emotions. So I was just like.
It was really cute how you guys stayed together in the hotel room the night before. How was that experience?
It was really fun. We were trying to calm her nerves. I stayed in her room, but I had two of my cousins come join us and we played like all the code names.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
I thought you'd be just talking like
no,
just
we that. Played code names. No, because the more you talk about it, the more because her and her now husband, her and my brother-in-law, they get very nervous when like all eyes are on them.
Yeah.
So they were both panicking. So they just didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So we played code names until like 3 a.m. and we played all the New York Times games. So we played Wordle, Pentagon, all those games.
That's nice.
Until she was like, okay, I think I'm ready and could not sleep. But we were having a blast.
Oh my gosh.
It was
just
so fun in that
thought
room.
About that sleeping before your wedding.
I wouldn't be able to sleep.
But I feel like I'll probably like have a few beers like that the night before.
I'll
be out.
I thought I was helping out because I was with Ryan and apparently he wanted to go to bed the entire time and I was just talking about conspiracy theories.
Oh yeah. And then all the boys went into one room and Heath brought his like thermal goggles and he's like, yeah, guys.
Baby, now that's what I'm talking about.
And her husband is like texting like, I really need to go to bed. Like he was so nervous. I have this really cute video of him when we were driving to the church. He could not breathe.
I saw a video of him like he's like, I'm not a freak
out. He was
out.
Like, my heart is pounding.
Yeah.
I've been like feeling like that lately.
It's
like
normal.
I'm always like, no, I can deal with it. No problem. It's weird. It's like I can deal with attention, but there's something about like the wedding day attention that's like I'm getting nervous about.
Yes.
And staying present for it. And also then yesterday I got nervous about fainting, which I've never, I never faint.
Don't lock your knees.
Yeah. But
when yes. I know, don't lock your knees.
Don't keep your knees completely straight when you're standing there.
You could pass out.
Yeah.
That's, and you're going to be standing,
you're fit. No, I'm saying,
is there a reason why like locking, like what's,
it's just, it's been known for people who stand for a long time. If they lock their knees, you'll tend to topple over after a period of time. Yeah. I've been nervous about fainting now.
It's normal. It's like,
have you ever fainted?
No,
never. No,
but
never.
Also, I was thinking, my friend, our close friend, just had a baby. Congrats to them. And but then I was like, oh my gosh, the day your baby's born, that's something I feel like I would faint for. And then I'm like, oh my gosh,
yeah, my soon-to-be sure wife
walking down an aisle. It's just such a rare moment and experience, and it's finally happening. I'll be like, oh.
And the rehearsal flies by. They like zip through everything, and they're just, so it's not like this thing you're rehearsing for the entire week. It's like the day before the wedding, you go into the church and you rehearse, you practice going down once, and then they're like, are you guys good?
It's not, it's not like a full rehearsal, right? It's like very like,
it's very like fluffy.
It's just, you'll stand here, you'll stand here, you'll come in, you're paired with this person.
Yeah.
It's common sense, but people who haven't done it before is like, what just happened? Like, it's so quick.
Yeah, it's just to make sure you know who you're walking with, the order that you go in, the order you leave.
Right.
And
who are you pairing me up with?
That's a good question. I've been thinking about that. There's, it all depends on
Aunt Patty.
Wait, her aunt?
Who's usually the ones walking?
The bridesmaids.
Out? Oh, the bridesmaids.
I think someone's single.
I think Todd is with Aya. Now that Todd's single. Oh. Oh, one of Patricia's good friends.
Who are you?
I don't know, Zane.
I can't. I can't wait to see. You'll be surprised.
I think Patricia's making that call, but oof, yeah.
I had to like hold the rings at some point. Like I had to bring the rings to the church, and I was like,
the pressure.
Yeah, I had to bring it and give it to the best man.
Yeah.
But that pass off, I'm like, the whole time.
Right. You're while you look down the hill.
Hey, how's it going?
That's good. Do you ever, Matt, since you're about to get married, I don't know if your sister felt like this. Is there a point right before the wedding? Do you feel like there's a lot of pressure on making sure it's perfect for everyone, so you're not like being judged on like people? Because I feel like when people go to weddings, people like judge the weddings or like, oh, this is nice, or oh, this is
Of course. Everybody does that.
But I feel like no one's actually thinking like that, right?
Yeah. No, they are.
They are.
I've been
older,
more,
like the older people, the older, like.
Yeah, but when people get older, they just want to find something to nitpick.
Yeah.
Because everybody does different traditions and they're like, oh, this modern stuff, or oh, that's too traditional, or this. Everybody has something to say.
Because you can't please everybody.
Exactly. Yeah.
Biggest thing that I'm nervous about is transportation. Just because it's in Birmingham, it's not like LA where it's like, oh, you can get an Uber in 2 minutes. Like, I'm worried somebody is going to have a bad transportation experience and not make it. Groomsmen, y'all will be fine. But it's just other people getting there.
Yeah.
And Birmingham's just a different kind of city. Just hoping that there's not this big, like, no one's able to get an Uber. They cannot show up to your wedding kind of a thing.
Everybody, everybody was staying at the same hotel and they had shuttles for...
Right. There will be shuttles.
Because we were the
same way. Good luck calling an Uber. It'll be there in 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, that's not happening.
I'm a little nervous about that.
That was really helpful.
Yeah.
I'm also nervous about like awkward silences. Like, you know, like sometimes like, here's the bride and groom. Woo. And then it's like silent. You know,
like, I thought of that too.
You know that moment when it's like someone's birthday. This is what you should always do for a friend's birthday. If everyone's singing happy birthday and you stop the music for the person to sing happy birthday and then they blow out their candles, press play on the music.
Because
it's always that most awkward silence after someone and you just, nobody knows what the fuck to do.
It makes you rethink about everybody's friendships with you.
I'm just worried about those gaps, but I think it'll be fine.
You're good. Don't worry about that. You're going to stress about something that's not even
I know.
Yeah. And there's so many people where there's no way he's going to be silent.
Yeah.
How many people is it going to be?
Oh, 400.
You see, I don't even know if that's like, I don't know what's bigger anymore.
That's a really big wedding.
It's pretty damn big. And we thought 100 people wouldn't come, and like we thought it was going to be 300 and now it's
Did you invite like more in case?
Courtesy invites. I think that sometimes you should invite all of your relatives too, out of like, you know, you don't need to come, but then no, they're coming.
If anybody cares, we were in the town that we were in was where Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik live.
Were they
not together anymore,
No, they're not.
So basically, Gigi's mom. What's her name?
Yolanda.
Yeah, Yolanda. How do Crazy I know Yolanda.
That? How do you know nice that?
Yeah. So Yolanda, because her girls had a house in the city in Manhattan, she wanted to be close but have like that farm life, obviously. So she chose it's Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And then when they had the baby, Gigi and Zane, they moved to that area too.
Oh.
So it's just such like a random wow spot, but the house is beautiful.
Do we know what the baby looks like? Or they don't
no,
post
they don't
the baby?
They don't show him.
What's the baby's name? We don't know.
Oh, even
the
name. Speaking of celebrity baby names.
Yes.
You know how they're all like really wacky?
Yeah.
Kooky.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's not their actual names. It's a made-up name, and they just pick something
for
funky.
Safety?
For safety and not actually giving away their real baby's name.
Ooh. What?
So, okay, do you know then who out there is probably going by like a fake name?
Apple?
Maybe. I feel like Apple's Apple.
I don't
because,
know.
Because like, who cares? Like, do you if think you're they, a celebrity, just call it whatever for...
But wait, but like, for what? How would that protect them, though?
Because they don't know their...
Like, I don't know.
But that ends up being their name, though, yeah.
Most celebrities' kids, they go to school.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Like, the Kardashian kids go to school.
Yeah, so, and...
That's a normal school that other people are showing up at.
Socially, their friends are still calling them by that name, though, right?
I don't know.
But I bet, like, legally, they... Like, their bank account is tied to, like, a different name.
But that's that's a lot of celebrities. They always have their bank accounts under different names or like a made up name. That's normal though. But different name, I think that's very hard. Like what's the point of doing that for security to like to protect them?
I don't know.
In what way though?
Do you guys wish, and I'm not a regretful person, but like did you, you know, that we fell into the social media thing, do you kind of wish you went by like a different name in the beginning rather than your full name?
We did.
Why? Oh, oh my god.
And it was a big decision to go back to our real names. We thought about it for months.
That's crazy. Yeah. Wow, I can't believe we had the chance. Like we did it. Look at us.
Are you like Brittany Broski or like Connor Woods, like Fibula, even though you think Woods not his last name. But like I just noticed some new people have these like hip these
like
stage
cool screen names.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I guess it depends on the, like who they are, right?
Right.
I feel like the people that have that were doing it as a goof, not thinking it would be as serious as it is.
Why is Fibula's Fibula?
Because he got the Instagram handle. Back when like Instagram, you remember when Alex Ernst had Turtle on Instagram? It was like that kind of thing. He just typed in Fibula one day. It was like, boom, he had it.
So that,
and then he ran with that.
Got it.
But
okay.
Then it's become like, it's this stage name.
I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Get femur.
Femur?
Yeah.
I like that.
Toenail.
Gluteus maximus.
Hangnail.
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 It's kind of edgy.
It is. I like that.
I have one more wedding thing I just want an opinion on.
We can talk about weddings.
Tell me.
So my sister, the only thing she was really panicking about was that traditionally when you're getting married, for some reason, it's like the groom and the bride. Like the bride's on the left side if you're facing them.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That whole thing. But my sister and the bridesmaids, we were all panicking because all our good sides are on the other side.
Oh.
So we're trying to figure out where the photographer can stand. And my sister was like, you know, screw it. She went up and she goes, I'm going to stand on the other side. So she stood on the right side, which is like not traditional. We looked up. Heath told me what the traditional meaning was. And we were like, oh, we don't need to be doing that. I thought it was like a religious thing. It was back in like
the Roman Empire,
where they can protect their wife if they need to draw their sword.
Yeah.
Something like that.
No, you should stay there just in case.
Something like that. So
who's trying to murder a bride at a wedding?
The people who object.
It's happened.
Yeah.
The people who object.
What do you think was happening in the Roman Empire?
It was political back then. Like families were joining.
Oh, it was arranged.
Have you not seen the Red Wedding in Game of Thrones? Come on.
So then I was thinking, as I'm standing up there, I was trying to like suck in my tears. So I'm like, distract yourself. Like, don't pay attention. Just distract yourself. So I was thinking, what would it be silly if, like, you know, the girls are on one side, the guys are on the other side.
Yes.
I think the groomsmen should be on the bride's side so that they can see the groom.
Right.
I think that would
look you're behind them. Like, you've got their back.
That's true.
Like, you're there to... Like,
Like, it's not.
I also thought visually it would look so cool.
Yeah, and it's like it feels like they're at war. You know what I mean? They're at war. They should
they're
be
at war.
They're it's
at
only,
war.
It's like competing. A
yeah,
little.
They're. I don't like the competition. We should be. We should come together.
We're equal.
We have your wives back.
Pick
and
a
you
seat,
have,
not a side.
Exactly.
Ooh, yeah. Good.
There you go. Right. You should bring that back.
I think that's cool if the grooms were standing behind the bride so that they can see.
But then they would just be making fun of like oh, like, you gonna cry? Like, because you know when you like look at your friends, you're like,
you know what? That's a big problem too.
I would totally start laughing. True. Yeah, I'd get the giggles for sure.
All right, that's it. I could do this all day.
Hopefully, though, I'm now thinking about my wedding where I'm like, hopefully, like, because Patricia and I, we have our friends, like mutually our friends. Do they sit on my side or her side?
Are you doing sides?
I probably.
A lot of weddings don't do it anymore. They're just like, sit wherever you want.
Oh, okay. Maybe we'll do that because, but then
if
again,
it's
hers
even,
might be a little deeper because it's like, locally in her hometown,
right? It could
I
be
might
uneven.
Need friends to sit on my side to balance it out. But
I like the whole sit wherever for the ceremony.
Yeah,
I like
You'll
that.
Be good.
Yeah, a little free for all.
Are you gonna do the flipperoozies like she just said?
Flipperoozies.
Yeah, like the guys behind the girl.
No. We probably will not be doing that because it's in a church. I don't know. It's pretty like.
Oh,
we have to go by the tradition,
like a
Greek Orthodox church.
Greek Orthodox.
Which is pretty cool. We get like crowned. We just saw like our crowns.
I enjoy
King.
You walk. The we kings. Walk around like the altar three times. Yeah. Oh, thing. Get ready though. For
I like the look of church weddings. I think they're beautiful.
They're gorgeous.
Like,
yeah.
And what's great, it's so beautiful. You don't have to like, oh, this is the venue. Now you have to pay for all of this decoration to make it. Like it's already just beautiful within itself, which is nice. But
oh, and it's so holy. You just feel God.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
Mm.
That's right.
Mm. But no passing out, Zane.
Man,
I know.
I was really thinking about the whole weekend. I can't drink the night before because I'm standing the whole time. I'm gonna.
You're only gonna stand for 30 minutes. And then you'll be dancing.
I don't know. I don't want to fuck up your day.
Zane is just profusely sweating. You just see him next.
I
to
think
you.
If I'm just like the, if I'm just healthy and I'm in good shape and I'm feeling good, I feel like I can. Fully execute the day for
I don't think anybody really drank the night before France.
I'll drink the day of.
No, the guys went golfing in the morning. You guys went golfing. And then, everyone pretty much called it an early night.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Everybody
was like, did your sister drink?
No, No.
Oh, I'm surprised on her wedding day.
On the wedding day, yes.
Oh, yeah, on the
wedding
day. We
were talking about the night
before. Was there an after party after the wedding? Like when they drove off, did you not see them for the rest of the night or you did see them later?
They hung out with everybody.
Okay, cool.
It was like, so at the venue, there was almost like this like barish, I'm going to put club, but it was like, there was a DJ and a bar that you can just go into the other room and go party with those people. And it was like 80s themed. So all the adults, aunts and uncles were like, come on, let's go. And we were like, we're going back to the hotel.
Yeah.
So we went back to the hotel and everyone just hung out in the lobby until we got kicked out.
Nice.
So it was
and
cool.
we ordered Wawa probably.
Oh my gosh.
Times.
We ordered.
Wawa is, I've never had it, but it looks
it's
really
good.
You know,
good. There's a Wawa here, right?
Or no. I wish.
There's not a Wawa.
It's East Coast. They got them in Florida.
We just got it in Florida by.
Maybe I saw it there. I swear I just.
They have really good like sandwiches, like hot food
it's better
than 7-Eleven.
It's all made to order. You go up to like a screen and you can have whatever they have, like pre-made stuff. You could customize any sandwich, burgers, chicken.
Who's making the sandwich? Is someone down there?
There's like, a whole like worker chefs.
Okay.
And then they have like a coffee section. So it's like a Starbucks inside of it too.
So you pump your gas and you literally get breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
What?
But Sheetz got that
Sheetz
good,
is good too. I've heard that.
They got like Sheetz, the fried menu.
Sheetz is
spicy Dr. Pepper barbecue.
But hold on, Wawa's giving out brand deals right now.
Yeah, you're right. Wawa, we love you.
Love you.
That's a really good brand to work with.
I would love it.
I want a Bucky's brand deal.
Is that the one with the chipmunk?
Yeah, the chipmunk. And
you wear the shirt sometimes, right?
Yeah, I have worn like the shirts. I have like the Halloween shirts and the pajama pants. But Bucky's is like, it's like a Walmart, like gas station. It's just massive.
Oh, wait. I always thought that was like a fast food place.
No, it's a gas station that happens to be like so much merch. You can get hot food. It's everything.
Is it like a
it's
cult?
Like Trader
is
Joe's
like a cult
kinda.
Thing? Cult? Like people that love Bucky's love Bucky's.
Oh, people worship Bucky's. I have a Bucky's.
Would you say Trader Joe's, people that go to Trader Joe's are like cult? Like they just love Trader Joe's. They
no,
don't shop anywhere
I think
else? Or is that Whole Foods?
Erewhon's a little bit more culty.
Oh, yeah.
Erewhon is like very.
Yeah, like we get it.
I
Yeah, but you don't like grocery shop there. You just go to the hot.
No,
bar.
Yeah, I pay, just go to the hot. How much do you pay for the membership at Erewhon?
Yes, I do.
How much is that?
I don't know. I think it's like $100 a year or something like
that. Oh, but you get like 20% off?
I don't know. I just used my points the other day and it was free. Oh. I got so much stuff and it was free. So in my head, I was like, well, that was worth it.
There you go. Girl math.
Girl math.
It is very pricey though. I'm trying to figure out why it's so expensive still.
I think it's because, just like incredibly clean.
And they know that people will pay for it.
Yeah.
Because they want that experience.
What I like about Erewhon though, how fast everybody in there. People working, people that are there shopping.
Nobody
there.
Nobody
eating.
Is there just like,
yeah, no one's just doing. No one's just like, people are in and out. And I love that. It's like people are somebody's got something going on.
But people look too pretty at Erewhon sometimes.
Well, I think they do that
on
purpose.
When you go to the bungalow or like everyone's just like, I don't like being up close to like,
well, it's because
people who like have it all together, because it's just like,
it's like
I'm
a
just
cafeteria.
At a grocery store. I don't want to have to be like, okay,
I think it's the opposite. I think it's the people with a lot of money that dress super down that go there.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they're also trying to hide themselves too.
Yeah.
Like celebrities.
It's so funny that that's like a pit stop now. When people come to visit LA, they're like, we have to go to Erewhon. I'm like,
so
that's
weird.
Crazy. That
but
is
like,
crazy.
How much is a smoothie? $22.
Yeah, that's a
smoothie.
Yeah, I've never gotten a smoothie there. That is crazy.
Pretty absurd. I can't. No.
Like, there's not that much protein or anything in that smoothie where they got to charge $22.
No.
I don't know what it is about smoothies out here and acai bowls, but that has to be the biggest markup on a food item I've ever seen.
What do they charge for acai bowls?
$20 for an acai bowl.
Oh.
And it's just blended fruit.
It's literally, you get four strawberries, a handful of blueberries, some granola crumble, and like a honey drizzle.
Mm-mm.
They've got to be making at least $18.
I think they want to make people think that it's very hard to make. You know what I mean? Like when you're eating acai bowl, you're like, oh my God, this is just something I can't have at my house. There's got to be something that like they're using for marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Trader Joe's stresses me out. I only go like once a year because it gives me so much anxiety. Just everybody working there is so helpful and nice. But I have to stare at the cash register every time for 10 seconds. And I'm like, what side do we stand on?
Oh, I know. There's no like.
I'm like standing behind the girl.
You know why? Because it's just chill.
They're cool.
It's cool. Oh, just come on. You know what?
You ring it up. I'll be the customer.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. I don't have to ring that
cool.
up.
Cool. You know what?
It is really bizarre.
It's very weird.
And they never have like kind of the baking essentials. Like if you're going there, you're like,
no.
Where's the flour? They're like, we don't carry that. You're like, I just wanted to make something.
Then you got to go to another grocery store.
Yeah. Right.
They don't have like everything together.
You can't get like paper towels, Band-Aid. Like you can't get that stuff.
Yeah.
They don't have any of those things.
Have you seen the guy on TikTok who just lies to Trader Joe's employees? So like he goes up and they're like, so hey, how's your day going? What are you going to get up to today? He's like, oh, I'm actually going skydiving. And they're like, whoa, that's pretty extreme.
That's funny.
Okay. Yeah. He's like, I'm going in just 2 hours, man. They're like, oh, whoa. Well, good luck. Like
it's really fun.
They should have sort of competition show with the Trader Joe's workers and the Dutch Bros workers.
To see,
I don't know what kind of competition, because those people are on the same level.
Do you guys know about the Dutch Bros code?
No.
With the straws?
No.
Oh, wait. I think you told me. I forgot.
So there's like an internal code apparently for employees, and depending on what color straw they give you for your drink is what they think about you.
What?
So if they give you like a pink straw.
Look it up. There's
they have
code.
Like a whole thing breakdown of it. But it's like pink, they think you're cute. Blue means you're like absolutely unsightly. Like there's like a bunch of different.
I don't think they do that with every person because that's a lot of work.
Right.
Outside of what they have to do already.
But okay, so it's like a bit of like a myth.
Green
kind
is
of a
unsightly.
Thing.
It's just the thing is that it's just not fun. It can't be fun for them because the people don't really know.
So there is so like a whole big. A bucket filled with just all the different color straws.
I'm sure,
and they're like,
I'm sure
the
not.
Worst is like them just lingering going, just going, oh,
look here.
Yeah.
Or them being just very loud about it, just like, hey boys, which straw should we get?
We got a blue straw.
Just, it doesn't matter. Just put the straw.
I'm sure not all of them go along with it, but right. I feel like.
Ugly, weird, meh, and rude. You just get a triple blue straw.
Cute, ugly.
Wow.
I still to this day have never had a Dutch Bros drink at anything.
I'm excited for you to try. I do want to be there when you first try it.
Me too.
Okay.
It is
Do they do like a food truck type thing where they They should. These places that are far, they should just circle roll around sometimes. Mm. Right? It's a good promo for them too.
They would have a cute little cart.
Yeah, they would.
Do you watch Caffeination Station on TikTok? Like they live stream at all? Do you know? She's like that. Like cute little girl who's just so excited and she's just making drinks, but it's in Canada.
Oh,
she's like, "How are you, my friend? Yes, I'm gonna make you." She's always like making these energy drinks for people.
These aren't the little like the tiny shops. Where
yes, it looks like she's like in a like.
But is she in a bikini?
Shipping? No.
Oh, no. I've seen those.
She's like a little redhead girl.
Wait, can we please talk about the TikTok live people right now? Because it's very hot that a lot of people are on TikTok live and. The way they're getting gifts and what they have to do for hours every day. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Thank you for the rose. Thank you for the rose.
Yum. Thank you. Yum. Heart.
Or some people who stand still, it's four people just standing there still until they get like the universe gift or something.
I don't know, but they're only responding to gifts. They don't like say anything else but what the gifts are they're receiving, right? So like
ooh, spicy chili. Like ooh, spicy chili. Ooh,
donut. Yum. Donut.
Who is paying for that? It can't be children. They don't have credit cards.
Oh no, trust me. It's all types of people that are paying for that. I think there's two types of people that are paying for that.
It's mainly kids.
Bizarre.
And just like people that are into that type of stuff.
That is right? Weird.
There's
I don't know.
No
I've
way
never
people
seen
are just
one.
Spending hundreds on just like what? Like
they just love having a control. Like they're getting a response or a feedback. They're being acknowledged.
It's like,
just,
it's like a game. You just like press it.
Is this like a cult community? Am I gonna get canceled for saying?
Oh,
that?
She's like holding a piece of popcorn in the flat iron, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. I want to know how long I'd last. Like, I think I'd be very entertained for like 10 minutes and then I'd be like, all right, I'm just exhausted.
Do you think they end the live and they're like,
yes.
Have to.
You know how exhausting that would be? Doing that for hours? Have you ever seen where the guy was like, have you seen the guy where it was like, glug, 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 no. Because someone kept giving him tops.
Oh my God.
Or something. It was like, glug, 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 engage, glug, 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 and it just kept coming.
Does anyone have an idea of how much they would be making?
I think they're making a lot of money.
Like, what's a lot?
Probably a couple hundred bucks a stream.
No.
Well,
no.
That one girl who has 28,000
tons. People are
tons.
Making like 3 to 5K a stream.
What?
Yeah.
Like the really, okay, the top, good ones.
Yeah.
Like, I think the more like.
The ones who gluck the best?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Do you ever like to have a friend who's going live and you're like, oh, I want to pop in. And then you're like.
Like you shouldn't be saying it.
You're like, oh, Matt's in the room. What up? And you're like. And they're like, where did Matt go? Like, you're just like, I just wish I could blindly go into like friends' lives, but I just don't want to like acknowledge them.
And they're having like, and a lot of TikTok are doing, they're like all sharing a screen and they're all competing who's getting the most gifts.
Oh my.
But they're not talking about anything except for just like who can make the most money, which is so crazy. I don't know. Like, I don't want to make, you know, I don't want to make fun of anybody doing that, but like, it's just such an interesting way to make content. It's through asking for gifts the entire life.
So people are basically giving them the gifts to know, like, I caused a reaction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
To make them feel good. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it's working. I mean, maybe it's what I've seen going through, like, because you know when you're going through TikTok, then a live will pop up, and that's what the lives I'll see, and that's all I've ever seen. Yeah, it's very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Speaking of that, like, game-style stuff, I just saw this yesterday, and I was going to get it for you. There's two real authentic pachinko machines on Facebook Marketplace right now.
Thank you for thinking of me. I don't need to touch like a big like pachinko.
A real one.
Oh my goodness.
I saw it and I was like, Matt would love this, but
I have no space for it. But I mean, if I had a big, big house, like of course I'd love
if
a little
pachinko machine.
If you had
a basement.
Machine. Yes. Absolutely.
It's exact like when we were in Japan, it is that.
Wow.
It looks really cool.
You should just
get
it and put it in storage for like your forever home.
You think so?
Yeah.
A pachinko it's machine. Cool.
How much was it?
They weren't.
It wasn't that much.
You saw it too?
Yeah. I thought we saw it together.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is so bulky, but like it's so bulky and I feel like it's so inconvenient, but I've always wanted like a pinball machine.
They're sick.
In my house.
They're cool.
I could play those things all night because I like remember the pinball game on Microsoft?
Yes.
I would sit there and play
That's all I did all day. Yeah.
I was always trying to get the highest
score. And then
score.
That like octopus thing would come out and like snatch your ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god! Yeah,
you know what, Heath and I always our end goal for our forever home is a skee ball machine. So
I was just about to say skee ball machine because every time I love playing skee ball, but I'm like, if I practice this all the time,
it would be a game changer.
That's the most satisfying game. The little button so and the
I don't know so good. What about they're the ball? So heavy. Like the
it's the smooth side.
Like, there's something about the ball.
They're so dense.
And there's like a little cushion on the inside of the cups when you look up, and it's like a little pillow. You're like, let me just
get a cup. And the sound when you pull it, and then they all rack down.
Yeah, it's like a nice wooden one with a shuffleboard.
I want my floors made out of whatever's made. Those balls are made out of. I want walls. I want furniture.
That's nice.
Oh, I love ski
ball machine.
Some sort of detail. Yeah,
I really like shuffleboard too.
Oh, yeah. Wait, this like the sand, the hand, sliding one.
Yeah, yeah.
With like the they have it at a lot of bars still.
Yeah,
yeah.
That I love.
Too long though. It's just too long.
You put it up against a wall, and
I like about it. It's quiet though, so could have it down in like your bar, and people can play it. And because we, my uncle has a pinball machine in like the bar, and when someone starts playing, you're like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. We can't hear the damn music because it's ching 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 ching.
What was that?
Oh my gosh!
What was that? That. Interesting.
For people playing.
Interesting.
Hey Jordan, we got that.
Right when it came out. I'm sorry.
So weird. Man.
Yep. Let's clip that.
I'm so sorry, Jordan. I was just, you know, onomatopoeia. Okay, that's it.
Heath, you have to leave tomorrow morning because you're going on
where
are you going?
Fancy high end trip.
I got to leave at 6 a.m.
Very high.
Doing the third annual Yosemite backpacking trip.
So you love doing it.
We were just talking about this.
I was explaining to the. Type 2 fun.
Okay. Describe what's a type 2 fun.
So in the moment, you're not having fun at all. You're actually miserable and you want it to end. But like 3 months later, you look back and you're like, that was an unbelievable trip and I can't wait to do it again.
Wow.
So, like college?
No, you have fun in college. Like, remember when we were in Alaska and we did the ice picking track thing?
I didn't do that with you guys. I joined you guys for the cruise.
It was like that. We were literally dying.
Miserable.
And wanted it to end so bad. We were so tired and exhausted. And it's hard to enjoy it in the moment because you're like, you know, you're struggling. But then months later, you look back and like, I can't believe I went ice pick climbing
Alaska. For me, second type, what did you say? Second,
type 2?
Type 2 fun, zip lining.
You don't have fun in the moment?
Hate it the whole time.
Oh, wow.
And the minute I put my feet on the ground, I'm like, that was awesome. But I'm
hated it. That's interesting.
Yeah. Skydiving? Type 1.
It's like extended release fun.
Yeah. My type 2 fun is just like getting up early in the morning. Because you're like, oh. Okay. And then you're like, this is great. No, I should be getting up so early.
That's right. A good example.
But yeah, that's my type 2 fun.
For me, hiking Runyon, type 2 fun.
Okay.
Oh,
As soon as I'm done, I was like, I'm glad I did that.
That's good.
Are you doing the exact same route you did?
No, before? We do a different one. So it's
I kind of would want to do the same one because then it would feel shorter and shorter because you know.
Well, they don't want it to feel shorter. They want it to feel longer. That's right. Every time. Because they love it so much.
And colder.
Yeah.
It's a 30-mile loop and we're doing it in technically like 4 days.
Heath, just be careful there.
I know.
You do it every year.
And then you pack everything on you, you carry it.
This is where El Capitan is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a video of that one wall that other people go up.
The Don Wall?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Have you been to Yosemite?
No.
Okay.
No.
I think if you guys went there and saw the sheer beauty of just, like when you look at everything there, you're like, this is not real.
She's unbelievable looking at it.
Like she doesn't really like care about like that type of stuff. But when you saw it, like you're like,
oh, it was unbelievable.
You're speechless.
And there's like water fountains coming from in between.
I know, but
am I away from the exit? Like
we have Google Earth. So I think I can see how beautiful it is from my phone.
No, but like you need to be in it, like in it. And see it.
See, I've been in nature a lot, right?
Like when you look at that and you're standing there, the size of it will blow your mind.
Now that my appendicitis is gone, or my appendix is gone, I could go do that.
I'm trying to think of something else that we did where we were there. We're like, this is crazy. And then 5 seconds later, I'm like, okay, how do we get out of here?
Okay.
Probably Positano for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, perfect. Positano. In pictures, everything. I was like, oh my God, I can't. We got there. I was like,
Wow,
this is insane. And then I looked down and I saw all the steps and how tight the streets are. I was just like, get me out of here.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That was like Paris. Like, but that's we saw the Eiffel Tower. I had a croissant and I was like, wow. And I'm like, get me out of here.
Okay, let's go.
We saw the freaking tower. Get me out.
Got to leave at 6 a.m. We're going to drive up there and then start the trip.
Badass.
What was the most, what was like the most dangerous thing that happened, or what was the crazy thing that happened last time you were on?
When I was climbing.
Good question. What was Zane. It called? I was going to say that.
Clouds Rest, I believe it was called.
Yeah.
Look up Clouds Rest. I think that was.
Is that the one where you're up and like it was so windy?
It was a sheer drop off on both sides and it was really windy when I was up there and I had my big backpack on and the wind was like catching it. And I was like, this is sketchy. So I'm up on top and I just got on my hands and knees and I just started crawling. Dude, it was terrifying. And then once you cross that little like narrow walkway, on the backside, you have to like lean up against the wall and there's like these steps cut out and there's just like, just a drop off in front of you and you're just like, don't look.
Like why? To me, I'm like,
you put yourself in that situation.
Are you strapped when you go up?
No.
Like, no, I mean, do you bring in your gun?
And you got a giant backpack, right?
It's heavy. You're not allowed to.
Oh.
It's heavy. So you have to balance that out.
Yeah.
But
that's I haven't done Half Dome yet, but that will be down the road.
I'd rather get domed up.
You want to do the Half Dome?
Eventually I would like to.
I saw some TikTok of a girl who fell off.
People fall a lot.
Yo, I could.
Wait, is that the one where it's the ropes?
The cable.
Oh yeah, I saw that TikTok
looks like
too.
It's that big ladder.
That's crazy. And like when someone falls, there's a chance that everybody else
on hit you, yeah.
Get rid of it.
They're debating getting rid of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if one person falls, you kill five people under you. That's just that's such a liability.
Look at that.
It's unfair. Hell no.
No.
That's a 5-year-old.
Hell no. Imagine a 5-year-old falling and then causing the.
What sucks is that look how narrow that is. So people are going up and down the same way. So as you're going up, people are coming down towards you.
Hi, how you doing?
Matt.
Oh, you're almost there.
Yeah.
My lungs don't work like they used to.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
While you're going up, all you hear is, whoa, whoa,
Zane.
What?
What?
Hey, can you pull
just
up?
Just be careful. Yeah, be careful, Heath, for me.
I will.
Who do we replace Heath with?
Stop. Don't even think about
don't
it.
Don't even think like that.
Nobody can replace me. You're like, I got a couple in my.
I would literally kill myself.
No, we'll be good. We got bear spray. I got emergency satellite phone.
There we go.
We got ham radios.
Is bear spray like pepper spray, but just a little bit more intense?
What's it smell like? Is it like?
We actually did it the other day in the backyard just to test it.
Uh-oh.
It was incredibly strong. I literally just went like this, just to the side. And me and Jordan were like coughing. It was burning our throats and it wasn't even like near us.
Was it like peppery? Like pepper spray? Or is it like urine of another animal that they don't like?
I've never smelled pepper spray.
Okay.
So, but that it's what I would imagine pepper spray would be like.
You bring in any of your Ziploc bag food?
Oh yeah, all of it.
Do you still use that same brand that you like had for the apocalypse?
No, that stuff's in storage. That I'm not open.
Oh, that you
for this stuff, I get new bags.
That's that crunchy mac and cheese shit that you. Yeah, right? I've always wanted to try that.
For my meals, I have a pad thai. I have
you got pad thai
Santa
in there?
Fe chicken skillet thing.
You just add hot water and it's good to
go. Yeah,
you
just boil water and pour it into it and let it sit.
That's insane to me. It like doesn't make sense that's real, that it works and it tastes good. You say it tastes amazing.
It's so good.
Why don't you eat it for dinner then?
The sodium content's really high.
Oh.
So it's probably not the healthiest to like eat as a real meal, but if you have to.
There's protein in it?
You would like it.
Just Zila protein shakes? You just...
But yeah, it's supposed to be freezing. I think that it's going to be lows of 28.
That's fun for you, huh?
I don't do well in cold.
You just came. you like that, huh?
You know, sometimes super you gotta test yourself.
Why don't we go to Six Flags or something? You got to go to fucking.
You think people enjoy Mount Everest?
Yeah, genuinely, I think people like to hike up there and like
that's brutal. But it's an accomplishment.
That's true. I was thinking about the whole marathon conversation we had. Oh, that was on our unwind episode, but about the whole marathon.
Uh-huh.
I think I want to do it.
Really?
The Ironman?
No.
Or just do a marathon.
No, I want to do half a marathon.
Do it. Make it a goal.
Yeah, do a half marathon. You can for sure do a half marathon. No problem.
I can do it.
Yeah, you can do it.
and then do a full.
What I hate that I have to do is though, like, is prepare for it.
Type two fun.
I hate the whole preparation for it, like having to work out a lot so I can just work out longer.
But at least you have made so much progress over all of these months to get where you're at now. It's better than like starting from ground, you know.
Yeah. And what's crazy is that I hate running.
Yeah.
I hate running.
Wow.
But that makes it even better if I can accomplish it.
That's right.
There you go.
I think you should do it.
And you're going to be doing it with tons of other people. And that is also kind of like motivating too. It's not like you're on a sole run in that moment. There's everyone
on. And we'll meet you at all the checkpoints.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, this is something where people like come and support?
Yeah, people are on the side the whole time.
Oh, shit. I thought I was going to have to fly there myself. I was like, this sounds pretty lonely.
Is there a city where you would want to go do it at?
Honestly, probably here, right?
Okay, yeah. Probably you can make it a destination kind of thing.
And it's like the best weather too.
Yeah, true that.
Like running weather. I'd probably want to do it like the Venice one. Maybe, is there one by the beach?
Probably.
I would imagine.
I'd probably want to do
probably
that
the whole PCH.
I bet they have a good one in San Diego as well. Now's the time right now. I think it's like marathon season. Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, let me finish this.
I think the LA one goes through Hollywood. I feel like I've seen it blocked off before.
Wait, that's it?
Oh, wow. That is.
Whoa. Wrong. It's crazy seeing like a map that you look at every day.
Zane, if I see that as a drive, I say no. When I see that, I go, absolutely not. That's too far.
Well, what's weird is I kind of feel the opposite looking at it. I'm like, okay, I know that route. I know how far is truly ahead of me.
Okay, wait. There was about 10% of me that looked at it and was like, that looks fun. For some reason, which is really weird. It like seeing all that, I was like, oh, that could be fun.
I just would just not like that East Hollywood stretch right over there.
Oh, you think the thing about here though is like there's a lot of up and down.
Yeah.
Having to go up during the marathon.
But I think that they have that everywhere, right? Like the one in New York, they make sure there's up and
down. Boy, I would go to Florida. Have that shit flat as possible.
No, dude, Florida was sucked. The weather.
It's hot.
You'd pass out after a mile. I couldn't run a mile in Florida heat.
I think you should work up to it. Mariah will do it with you.
Yeah.
Do you like running?
No.
What's the furthest you can run without like stopping?
30 seconds.
talking about distance, but okay, 30 seconds.
No, I'm not.
However
gonna.
Far that is, 30
like,
seconds.
I can't get from like one end of the street to the stop sign.
Without like huffing and puffing in the end?
It's not even that like exhaustion. I just get side stickers immediately.
What's that?
Like I'm-
Like a cramp?
I get cramps all the time.
I've been saying side sticker since I was 10. I learned it in school and the gym-
Stickers or stickers?
Stickers.
Okay.
And the gym teacher would teach us how to get rid of like your side stickers. Like you would reach up and then you'd push and then you'd reach up. I don't know if that really worked.
You know
but
what
we always called them side stickers. And every time I say that, not one person's heard of it. Can you see if it's a thing? Make
sure
I'm not lying.
Maybe the thing over there.
Where side sticker.
I just grab it really, really hard and pinch it.
Really?
Pull and pinch it, make it hurt. And when I let go after like 5 minutes, it just goes away.
It's side stickers for your car.
Oh, side sticker stomach.
When you exercise, you might sometimes get a sharp pain in the lower edge of your tongue. This is a side stitch.
I've heard of side stitches.
I tend to get those when I don't drink like any water. Like I wake up and drink an energy drink and then nothing with it.
That's when you feel it? I haven't felt that.
Because you're supposed to drink water. Like that first thing you should drink is like a big full cup of water, eat a little bit of something, and then you have an energy drink.
I've said this before. I've never been good at cardio, like just straight running. I get more exhausted, but I can dance for hours.
To me,
hours.
That's crazy.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Weird.
I don't know if it's because I'm so focused on learning the choreo that I don't realize I'm tired.
Uh-huh.
Running, like what do you think of? You're thinking of like I'm running.
You know what would be really curious to see? You should wear an Apple Watch and count your steps for a whole dance session. I really wonder how many steps it is.
I could put his Apple Watch on.
She also has a hard time breathing while exercising.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
just practicing breathing or like you forget to breathe.
In through my nose and out through my mouth makes me more tired, but that's the proper way to breathe.
Right. Or just do it pure nasal breathing.
She holds her breath a lot.
Yeah, I hold my breath. I've always held my breath when I dance. I've heard it my whole life. Like, don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. I can just focus better and I'm less tired.
Yeah.
But when I go to like, if I'm exhausted and they're like, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, I can't go slow. I'll like start choking. Like my breath doesn't work. I also can't hold my breath underwater for more than 10 seconds. Like
Are you holding your breath right now?
Yeah.
I hold my breath the whole episode.
When I say a sentence, I'll hold my breath. That's why I'm like, I do run on sentences. I hold my breath, yeah.
When we do the ad reads.
It's because I'll forget what I'm saying. It's because I'll forget what I'm saying. Like, it's in my head. I have to hold my breath until I finish the sentence, and I'm like, okay, let's.
Now I can breathe.
Yeah, now I can breathe. I don't know. Not like other.
We have issues, Mariah, and we will refuse to take care of them.
I don't care.
We want to let it get worse.
Hey, I made it this
let
far.
It get worse.
I made it this far.
That's right.
Going to bed with nasal strips, and it's such a game changer.
I used to
wear those too for my snoring.
It's just, oh, I love it because I was doing mouth taping, but I'm like, I like to take a little sip of water in the middle of the night. Like, but this, it just opens it up just a bit, and you start breathing through your nose like the entire night.
Oh, God. I just don't want to be that guy with a sleep apnea machine when I get older.
One of your parents have
my dad. He's got the full scuba tank thing. He straps over his face, and it's like,
hopefully, technology will
there's
be
no,
better.
There's no way to like fix that, so he doesn't have to do the machine.
I don't think so.
Like, there's no like sort of no surgery or anything like that.
Maybe there's like, it's like a deviated septum or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You just don't want him just not being able to breathe. That's the big thing.
Oh, it's
just preventing.
He stops breathing in the middle of the night, so it forces air into his nose. Like he went to go get tested, and they stopped it early because he stopped breathing. I think like 20 something times.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, enough. Like you have it. We don't need to see anymore.
Yeah.
Like, cause he would be like this. He'd be like,
that's crazy.
And then he would gasp.
But it'll always wake him up, right? There's never a time where it'll just...
It would just be like that gasp for air, and then he'd come back, and then he would fall back, and then...
Yeah.
Dude, imagine people back then that did not have those machines. You just, like, never got any sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. When did that
TikTok sound where it's like when you're on vacation with your dad and... That was literally my entire childhood.
Damn.
Oh.
What was that?
Oh. So good.
I just sent you a text message about this mom and her son at the end of a football game.
Oh, I think I know exactly what you're talking
this
about.
This mom, so the son's like a big football player at a high school game, 16 years old, and the mom has been facing a lot of backlash for this hug, and it's a video.
Did you
she
guys
jumps
see
on her son like this, full straddle.
No.
Posted it on Instagram, and everybody just starts roasting.
Okay, wait. I need to see the video.
It's weird.
Because that's his mother.
No, I know. Wait, okay, to me, the pictures right now, there's no part of me that felt weird about it. I need to see the video.
She also says to everyone that my son picked me up. Like, yeah. I didn't go leap for, like, him. He picked
but
me up.
But then everybody was like, yeah, but you still, like, pulled your legs up and, like...
Yes.
Like, and put yourself in that position. Can you see your mom jumping on you like that? Absolutely
not. No, I don't. But I could see my little sister doing that.
Okay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's... Yeah.
It's... Okay, it all depends. It just depends on, like, how they're... If a better, like, hug... I
think she's living her NFL wife dreams.
Yeah,
let me see.
Like, I think it just starts and she's
it
already.
It doesn't show the pickup.
That's a bit much. See,
that's so.
It looks like.
Please don't call me a creep. I don't think that's weird at all.
Well, because then she's like, she's kept the video up.
It also depends on like who your mom is, like personality wise too. Because like my mom is like very young spirited. I like my mom would not do that to me, but like I wouldn't be surprised if she did. And like, you know, it would never be weird. Like, that's not how we are not incestual, but like, that wasn't weird to me.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Like a bunch of people were kind of like split in the comments, though. Most people just were kind of like roasting it. Like, this is not.
I think it was, I think it was her screaming for attention.
Yes. There's something about it where like, oh, yeah, let me put on your helmet kind of a thing.
It's weird.
She seems like
maybe the vibe of her wanting it filmed.
She is a very young, good looking mother. She's got the little crop top, she has high heels on. She's wearing pumps on the field. I think it's just one of those, she's young. And right now the hot thing is to be dating an athlete and getting those cool pictures. I feel like she's living out a fantasy.
I think it was like, she obviously wanted that recorded.
She's the one that somebody had to record it.
There's a way that if it was filmed from far away, somebody just got that moment. It was set up.
Oh, imagine that. Imagine them starting. She'd be like, "You recording? Okay." And then going over to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and like you know, she was like, "You did so good, baby. You look so hot out there." Like, You know exactly. Here, wait. Let mommy put on your helmet.
I like where she took the helmet off and like shook her hair out like this. And like, did you see that part?
Yeah.
No, look at that part.
Yeah.
Like, it is all about her.
It is all about her.
I want the son to speak out.
Are you sure that's his mom?
Like, yes, it is sure his mom. Yeah, because she's very young. She's a single mom, too.
Yeah, so
some people were like, but all respect to single moms out there. But
watch the helmet.
Yeah, the helmet. Wait, make it bigger weird. So we can
see. She looks super
and
young.
Also posing like that.
Right here.
It's not giving mom. He's giving son, but watch. Ooh.
Hey.
Yeah, this is like,
has him take it off and then,
okay, look, this looks like it's his like older sister. Like, right, it doesn't
seem like I don't know.
It's weird.
I think it was weird.
Huh, okay. I think the details are weird. The hug itself, I think it all depends on the situation.
I have something even weirder for you guys.
Oh,
that
perfect.
Is
can't wait.
Exactly in line with this.
Insta stuff?
You'll Zane. See. It is way worse than this. And I want to get you guys' opinions.
I cannot wait.
And be brutally honest.
Oh, I'll be brutal. Dude, it's time to be unfiltered.
This prank goes viral and makes him have to release a public apology. So he stated this activity was intended to be fun. Look, they're on the ground. Intended to be fun, but some people found it offensive. And he apologized to anybody who found it offensive. I mean, at one point, one of the women goes up to one of the younger men and puts his hands in her back pockets to grab her behind and starts making out with her. So essentially, it's these high schoolers that were at a pep rally. They're athletes. And they were told they're going to be blindfolded and kissed by a special someone. This guy here even states that the person he was kissing, he didn't know who they were, but they had luscious lips. Well, after they reveal the blindfolds, as the gymnasium burst out in laughter at the comments, they realized they were kissing their own parents and full-on making out with them. How would y'all feel if your parents did this?
Wait, this is not new. This is old.
This looks like it was shot in 2007.
This is new or old?
That was in Minnesota. I don't know what year it was in, but yeah. So basically, the principal set up the whole prank for blindfolding the students. And they didn't know it, but they had their parents come in, and their parents were coming in and making out with them.
Oh, investigate the principal. 100%.
Investigate the parents.
Parents that were okay with making out. Wait. I'm confused.
Investigate everybody.
Oh, this is from 2014. This is 10 years ago, but still.
I'm confused how so many parents were okay with it. It wasn't one.
Do you think it was
multiple parents were doing it?
Do you think it was a tradition like they did like in the 80s or something? And they were like, oh, we got to bring that back.
There's never been a point. A group of people found this.
That's
like,
weird.
Okay.
Mortified.
Yeah, that's terrible. Wait, so, okay, now I'm thinking back. They just said the one mom put her son's hands like on her ass. What? What?
It's insane. But how are all these parents?
Zane goes, not that weird.
I don't really think there's anything wrong with
it. Wait, hold on, guys. I'm not weird, but like, look, that's not weird to me.
I think it should have just been a peck.
Yeah, correct. Wait. I know the prolonged.
No. There's no part of that was appropriate at all.
Oh my gosh! But now knowing that, look at all those. Oh wait, that what? The dads wrong. With the daughters? This is a
and the way he like they're grabbing each other, like the way the parents are grabbing their faces is just like
I don't care.
It's like they've wanted to do this all along.
Yes, that's what's weird. It's like finally I get the chance.
I don't care what year this was in. That's wrong. That's nasty.
Fuck no, baby. No, baby.
Mm-mm.
Girl dinner.
That is wrong. It's, on everybody involved in that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, how did also not one like person it, say, how was not one person like, hold on, what are we doing?
Wait, what's
the prank? Yeah, the person filming because they sent it immediately. Yeah.
Hold on, wait, what's the prank? What's
that's crazy. A pep rally too. So there was hundreds of people. That's stupid.
I would love to get somebody that was there to call in. I want to know what happened. Yeah. I want to know.
I know.
Everybody that
I want to know their reaction now, 9 years later.
Yeah.
What their thoughts currently are.
What are they doing now?
Mm-hmm. How they're dealing with it.
Are the parents and the kids still friends? Are they good?
Are they dating?
Did it work out?
I need to know. And we will bring one of you on the show.
Disgusting. We'll do it.
Disgusting.
Some weird shit going on.
How many episodes do we have left on this season?
This is it. This is 200.
Oh, this is the finale?
Wait, hold on, are you serious?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something in the
beginning. No, I didn't know that. It's our last episode of 200.
This is the last one in this set?
Oh my goodness.
This is number 200. We just did 199.
Guys, we're so sorry.
We're not like acknowledge. It's okay.
Oh my God. Guys, we need to end on a cliffhanger. There's so much stuff going on in our life. We didn't even fucking realize it. We're sorry, guys.
And I'm going to be gone.
For what?
For the set redesign.
Oh.
Don't worry, Zane, I got it. We got it.
Terrible time.
Also, we have to.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry. That's
we were supposed to have like a celebration.
Also, yeah, remember last year? It was so. We got balloons, poppers.
Season five will.
Okay, we'll
first episode back. We'll pop off.
We got you.
We did a good photo shoot for it.
Yeah,
we will not disappoint you on the next episode. We promise. Yeah.
Wow.
We keep it. You know why? Because we're setting up for the next season. We want.
This came fast.
What? There's going to be an Office reboot?
What?
What?
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, that was just announced after the strike ended today.
Mariah, how do you feel about that?
I don't want it to be ruined, but I really want it to happen.
Is it the same cast?
Yeah.
It's not going to be ruined. There's no way. Everybody on the show is amazing.
And everybody on the show were writers of the show.
So I feel like
they'll be smart about it, but
I bet they still have tons of scripts in the bank.
Yeah.
Of stuff that they didn't use.
I just feel like it
ended so perfectly.
I know. It really did.
I know.
I think I just want to see them. Like, I wish they would just like.
Has there ever been another big show that has had like a reboot to like this level?
With the same cast? I don't think so.
I'm trying
not
to think
one
of
that
one.
I can think of.
No.
I felt really good watching that Friends reunion. That was satisfying. That felt like closure to me. Yeah. That was like the perfect closure.
But that was just a one-off thing.
Right. But coming back, I don't think so.
Oh, I doubt John Krasinski's going to be in it.
Oh, Fuller House, like Full House.
Okay. The
amount that they budget for this because of how well, trust me, I think everyone's getting paid very well for
The
Office.
Yeah, I think so too. But it helped that they wanted to do it.
Yeah.
They all talk about it all the time. Like, they were like, I totally do it.
John Krasinski's on a whole nother level, like, with his career.
But he will never forget where he came from, though.
Yeah. Like, during COVID and stuff, he did... what's it called? They posted like mini podcasts with each other, like Zoom calling and stuff. Like yeah. He still does
and he
everything.
Didn't start off on some like shitty episode that doesn't hit anymore. The Office will always hit.
Yeah, always.
It's something timeless, right? Yeah. And also if for that many talented people, talented writers all on The Office, they would never bring a show back if they didn't have a good idea.
Oh, that's so true.
John Krasinski is buff now. What is the context of gym now? It's like I got an amazing shape over the past few years.
Remember he created Athlete?
Yeah, what was
the
sport?
He moved. He worked in Philly and he worked with Daryl on the athletic whatever.
Damn, I know.
So he could go.
I think there's many different directions they can go.
Yeah,
I personally think
if this was like Disney bringing back a show, what they would do is they would take all their kids because the kids played a huge role in The Office.
Yeah,
they would take all their kids and their kids would run like a tech company instead of a paper company.
Oh, but it'd be so.
It'd be very cheesy. Yeah. Which would be cool. It would be cool to see the kids like grown up. But you're right, Zane. I do trust them. Like their writing is phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be tech and they would be against AI.
Yeah, yeah, things like that.
Oh, that could be, there's so much to make fun of since the last season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So much has happened.
I'm curious like where if they're going to like cross the line with like the jokes, you know how like some jokes.
Oh
like,
no, they definitely won't cross. Like
I don't know.
Yeah, those days are over.
Those days are over. But they will get. They'll get pretty far to the line. I think they will just get right to the line.
I'm very excited. I'm trying not to get like too excited in case it's nothing, but I like. Of course, like I think everybody.
But
wants this.
Matt's right though. Who knows what the cast will be? It could be half the cast. It could be.
Yeah.
I think it would be everybody. They all still hang out. Like Pam and Angela have a podcast.
And it
together.
Looks like everyone's still in good health. Like nobody became like an alcoholic off the success. Yeah. And like, you know, when like friends got together, Matthew Perry was looking a little.
Creed is thrilled.
It is the most.
Weren't we going to have Angela and Jenna Fisher on this podcast?
We were, but.
They're all in the area.
They're always at the restaurant.
They're going to need it. They're going to need a.
Yeah.
A PR run.
That's right.
Oh yeah. This is perfect timing.
Make
me feel something because the office, like you felt.
Yeah.
It was perfect closure. It was, everything was so perfect about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious what they're going to do. Like, they, what could they possibly do?
And here's the thing. You know, when it comes to just like the cameras and production these days, it's way too high quality.
That's what it is.
That's so I really hope they get right. Just scale it back. Do not use the most expensive camera. Just go right back to what you're using.
Because what makes The Office so special is it looked cheap.
Yeah.
And it was cheap.
Just like, make it cheap.
Yeah.
I really hope they do that.
Very low budget. They should keep it low budget.
Yeah.
But do you shoot it on an iPhone. I bet the set's going to look different because they want to capture like, oh, times past.
Right. Like, no, because at the end of The Office, it wasn't a paper company. It was like all computers and stuff.
Yeah. That's the thing. It will, it can't be a paper company anymore. It'll be like a little bit more high end.
Right? Yeah. Like, I don't think everyone's going to be like in cubicles and stuff. Or like it's going to.
Or you think they'll split them all up maybe, like maybe in four groups, like some are working here, some are working here.
I don't
like,
know.
You know how they did that?
In, I'm like, curious the last what brands are hopping on this, like Apple.
Yeah.
You mean like as like...
Like a brand. Oh, yeah.
Like the sponsor.
Oh, the sponsors, yeah.
Boy, everybody backing out of Apple now with that new phone.
Oh, what's going on with the new phone?
You didn't see all the shit they're getting?
I know it breaks really easily, right?
If you drop it. Super easy. The guy was just pushing on the back of it and the whole back of it shattered.
No!
The new like titanium... but it's weaker than any other one.
Wait, before. how did that not get
and, like, the drop test, the whole camera housing, like, you know, this square part, this whole thing shattered and fell off and everything was exposed. And apparently when you're holding it, it's like the paint, like the coloring is like rubbing off as you're holding it.
And maybe this is
an inside job.
But somebody, Steve Jobs.
But I think Apple did say that the finish is like changing colors.
He got paid by Android. Here. Android paid somebody to do this.
That's a good name for a Netflix documentary on Steve Jobs. What? Inside Steve Jobs. Like Inside Job.
Okay.
Inside Ooh. Jobs.
Inside Jobs, yeah.
Inside Man.
Anyway.
Inside your sister's box.
Yeah, that inside your sister's broken iPhone.
That sucks. Everybody, I've been seeing so many stories too of all these like influencers getting their new iPhone 15.
A lot of people are like, damn, bashing it.
But I guess if you have a case on it, you're not going to run into those problems, right?
Yeah, but your phone should still be pretty strong without a case. Olivia Rodrigo's new music video was all shot on the iPhone, the new iPhone.
That's insane.
Oh, that's
and it looks
cool.
Amazing.
Have you seen the 5X stabilization?
No.
Type in iPhone 15. 5x stabilization. As you're filming and walking around, it will put it into the program and it will completely stabilize.
Oh, like
your
a gimbal.
Wow.
Looks like an actual cinematic. Oh,
and they couldn't have this when we were doing coffee talk?
I need that.
That's some bullshit.
Man.
I do like the phones for the camera.
Did you hear the new alarm? Like,
yeah, there's new ringtones.
There's like a new alarm and it actually sounds really nice.
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
Can you?
I saw
just,
it.
Just mouth it. Like, sing it.
It's just like a scent, like, it's like, or wait, scental. What am
I know
saying?
It. Where's that from?
Jurassic Park. Jurassic
Park. Your washer and dryer.
Jurassic Park 3. Oh. I thought that was the ringtone of Jurassic Park 3.
Was it the washer dryer?
No, the washer dryer one is like an old Swedish national.
No. But like, it's an old tone.
In Jurassic Park 3.
No, it's not Jurassic Park.
Yeah, because why do I know that?
It's a ringtone.
I think we could Google voice it now. You can Google like song sounds.
I don't have my Siri on. I hate having my Siri on.
I don't think I've ever had my Siri on. I don't even know how to turn it on.
You know, there's people that like actually cover their cameras with tape.
Yes.
Like all the time.
And their laptop camera.
Laptop camera, I guess I understand, but like the phone one, it's pretty crazy that people like will just leave that on there. No.
Oh, that's Jurassic Park 3. Okay.
Oh, like the radio.
Yeah, where they remember they find it like in the poop or something.
Yeah.
Dude. I haven't even like heard my phone ring in the longest time. Like it's always just on vibrate. I never have like the ringtone on.
Wait.
When someone calls me.
I never have mine on silent and it doesn't ring. Is it like on default?
It just vibrates.
Ring, right?
I think it just vibrates. Because
I know,
you
but
have
it's never been like that. I think it's more newer phone or recent.
I feel like my phone knows when like I'm away from it, then it rings. But when it's like on my body, it doesn't ring.
All right, let's close this puppy out and jump into the unwind.
Let's do it.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for sticking with us through four seasons. And we really appreciate it. We love you guys. And hopefully we will be in a completely different set in the next episode.
We will be, I think.
We have a week to get that together, or are we taking a break?
Ooh. Well, okay, because we also got to talk, like, because I have the wedding and then honeymoon. I'm gone for like two.
Here, let me look.
We actually
let me look
three at the or, you know, 2 weeks.
Should we discuss this for the unwind?
That'd yes.
Be yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, guys, thank you again. And make sure to check out Cremota Coffee, cremota.com. We've got bag coffee. We've got K-cups. We've got whole bean ground espresso. We've got a bunch of different drinkware. We've got matcha. Again, cremota.com.
We'll discuss it in the unwind, but we will let you know if we're going to take a week off or not.
Yeah, we'll post on the page.
Yeah, we'll keep you guys updated. As always, you can check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where we do bonus episodes, high and drunk episodes. We do live Q&As. We actually just did one today, which was so awesome. They updated the live Q&A platform that we are on, and now we can bring on guests as part of the show. So that was a lot of fun. We did that for the first time, so we're going to be doing that a lot more. So make sure to check that out, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
You get early access to all these. You get them a couple of days early. You get them all ad-free. And then we also keep these cameras rolling for an extra 15, 20, 30 minutes, sometimes 40 minutes. Who knows? We just keep the party going, and it's just an extended cut of the podcast. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
You can get all that for $5 a month. You can check out these episodes, audio form, on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple, Pandora, all that good stuff. And then we post a video form of these episodes on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath, every Tuesday.
All right. We love you guys.
Thank you so much. Happy 200, baby.
Peace and blessings.